I'm sure you've already learned, and I'm sure you will learn if you haven't learned, that whenever you're dealing with, especially the larger atrocities, you're dealing with probably potentially 100 different voices and personalities and egos. But even within one family, you can have people who want to bury their head and don't want to be told information and don't want to come outside their house and can't deal with it because there's wee triggers that would go off and you know they're not fit for it mentally to deal with. But there's other people like my family who have no problem going out and raising their voice and shaking trees. I was talking to a caseworker today just about that, that you get the whole gamut and the whole spectrum, not only within large groups, but also individual families. And what I've learned is that we're dealing with people with complex needs, mental issues, addiction problems, and poverty is a direct result of what they've gone through as well. And what we're seeing now too is younger members and how that has had an impact on them. And they might have even been alive whenever their grandparents or their family members were killed, but they've had to live with people who were badly damaged and you know, the knock-on effect was that.